Another Mary, this time in South Bend, Indiana, listening on Redeemer Radio. Hello, Mary. You're on with Father Vincent Serpa.
Hello. Thank you very much. I was away from the Catholic. I was raised Catholic, so away from the church, and came back about 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. I am going to be getting divorced pretty soon. Mm-hmm. There's no chance of reconciliation. Mm-hmm. He has threatened my life. Mm-hmm. And I'm feeling alienated from the Catholic Church and separated, and I don't know how to deal with these feelings.
Well, you're just divorcing. You're not leaving the church. What the church doesn't allow you to do, unless it's shown that the marriage was invalid to begin with, you can't attempt marriage outside of the church. But you can certainly remain a Catholic and receive communion and the other sacraments, so long as you remain single. As I say, unless it's seen that an annulment is possible, but there are many practicing Catholics who have been divorced and are able to receive communion and live a holy life. So there really isn't reason for you to feel cast out simply because, you know. It sounds like you've had some pretty bad things to deal with in that marriage. Have you thought of applying for an annulment? Have you talked to the priest about it?
I've talked to him, and he's encouraged me in that direction.
Okay.
I need to finish the divorce process.
Yes,
first.
You do. Yeah, and it's an unpleasant thing. Even when the marriage has been difficult, it's still an unpleasant situation. But that's the cross the Lord is allowing you to carry right now. But you are not looked down on by anyone. Certainly not by the church. Okay,
Mary,
right.
Are you?
Thank you very much.
First, before you go, Mary, are you familiar with the ministry of Rose Sweet? Her name is Rose Sweet. I don't know if you've heard of her or not.
Yes, I am familiar with her, and I started the program that was offered locally for Catholics of divorce. Mm-hmm. And I did not find it very helpful in the fact that it was more about getting support and things of that nature. Mm-hmm. I didn't find much about support from the Catholic Church in the program.
Okay.
Church certainly has supports in the sense that it has for everyone, the Blessed Sacrament, the sacraments. The presence of Christ, you know, in the Blessed Sacrament, the fact that you are God's friend, you know, if as long as you're in the state of grace, you know, you're God's friend, and getting a divorce it does not stop you from being in the state of grace.
Okay, Mary, I just brought up Rose because I know that Rose is a very, very solid Catholic and on fire with her faith, and she just speaks out of her own experience. So there may be other resources that she has that you may not have encountered. Maybe not. I'm not sure, but I just encourage you to check out her website at rosesweet.com, rosesweet.com. Mary, we're going to pray for you. As Father said, it can be a little bit messy at times, but if God is going to lead you on this path, it may be that he has something very, very beautiful waiting for you. And we're going to pray for your husband as well. It sounds like he's got some issues that he needs to work his way through, too. So thanks, Mary, for calling us here on Catholic Answers Live.